Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani on Cape Talk.
The executive mayor of the city of Cape Town, Alderman Dan Plato, joins me on the line now. It's very frustrating, isn't it, Dan? I mean, stage three load shedding over a weekend when we've enjoyed a couple of days of no load shedding whatsoever.
Yeah, well, good morning and good morning to the listeners. You're quite correct. And it's for behind that very reason why we've lodged an application to the South Gauteng High Court to compel National Department of Energy to allow municipalities and specifically metros that do have the capabilities to do so, to buy energy from IPPs, that is the independent power producers. And I was so delighted during SONAP, President Ramaphosa made that announcement, quite shocking, but he've done that. And yes, we agree with the announcement. So it paved the way for the city of Cape Town to do just that.
So what will it mean practically, Mayor? Does it mean that the city now withdraws the matter in front of the South Gauteng High Court against the National Department of Energy? Or are you waiting until whatever measures were detailed by the president are put in place by Minister Mantashe before the city withdraws?
Yeah, I think we might wait a little bit. We might even ask the High Court to confirm the announcement of the president. And at the end of the day, to make sure that no one backtrack on his or her word and so forth. And the fact is that we have the surety that we as a municipality can now, in an unhindered kind of a manner, negotiate with IPPs and negotiate a deal with them, going into negotiations and sign agreements with them with regard to their power they want to sell to the city of Cape Town.
From your studies, what available power is there from the IPPs that the city of Cape Town can buy and therefore alleviate, obviously, the impact of load shedding, for example?
Look, there is from time to time private business people entering that business and produce the necessary power. They can't sell to Eskom. They can't sell to no one. Maybe they do have their own agreements with Eskom. We don't know. But at the end of the day, whatever they might have available, we want to know that so that we can become self-sufficient, so that we don't rely on Eskom so much, so that we can get rid of this load shedding nightmare. And sorry for me to call it a nightmare, but listening to some of your discussions while sitting with the phone next to my ear, I think the whole of Cape Town and the whole of South Africa is quite frustrated with the current status of affairs.
No,
so we obviously, I think it's all systems go for the city. Our planning is at a far advanced stage. I had meetings with senior officials and senior councillors yesterday, and definitely we are happy, we are delighted, and we can now do what we need to do, and that is to begin to buy the power from the IPPs.
In the statement issued by your office at the City of Cape Town, you said you're needing urgent clarity from the national government on the roles and responsibilities for municipalities and other stakeholders in terms of the new generation capacity regulations in the Electricity Regulation Act. What process are you then going to be pursuing to get that clarity from national government?
Look, that is what we are saying. We might not easily, emanating from yesterday's discussion, just want to withdraw our application to the High Court. The confirmation of the High Court make it binding, what the president has said, binding and legal, and they can't backtrack on their word. They will have to continue. But the point is for us to get the necessary surety clarity with regard to time frames, with regard to what the fine print says, how we should do it and go about it and that sort of thing. There's still some water that needs to run into the sea before the real buying of the electricity or the power can take place. But at the end of the day, this is step number one. We cannot move to step number two before we do not have the green light from national government. And I said to the officials and councillors yesterday, I think let us celebrate this first step, and that is the announcement. I think it's a, as far as I'm concerned, it's a historical announcement. It's a very, it's a wonderful announcement, and we need to be happy with that. And yes, for that very reason, we released this communique, and also in the process of writing a letter to the National Minister of Energy Affairs, and to say to him, clarify what do you mean, how, and what. How should we go as a municipality go about it? So we are waiting for that. And but in the meantime, it seems likely the announcement doesn't stop us to stick out our feelers and to see who are the players, what they have available, and how we can go about buying their power.
I suppose to seek further clarity, it's not as if Minister Gwedamantashe signs or issues the Section 34, as the President alluded to in his speech, by the end of the week, that we will necessarily have access to additional power from the IPPs, because the city still needs to develop the integrated resource plan. Talk to us about that process within the city that needs to be ensued.
But definitely, all other systems, all other issues kick in now. To draw up a plan, there's preliminary plans available. We have a very good idea what we want and how we should go about it. We could not execute any of those. It's now all systems go for us to implement and also to sign the necessary documentation to allow our officials to proceed. A spec needs to be drawn up for council. Council and the mayoral committee needs to give its approval. What is it the city want? How much power we want? Is it an X? Is it one megawatt? Is it 10 megawatt? Is it 15 megawatt? What is available? That's why I'm saying there's still a lot of work to be done. But the announcements give us the necessary green light to kickstart all of those issues at once.
Do we have an ideal, Dan? Do you have a vision that a certain percentage of the power that is consumed by Capetonians, by citizens of the city of Cape Town, is going to be drawn from independent power producers?
Look, there's talks around that there's enough power available. We need to determine the usage of the households versus usage of businesses. Looking at schools and hospitals, clinics, essential services, and so on, all of those issues. But we do have the necessary staff available to determine that. We can draw even that information from Eskom. That is not the big deal. That is not problematic. I think it is the city of Cape Town needs to determine, looking at load shedding today, how to mitigate that. Are we going to need 15 megawatt? Are we going to need 25 megawatt? I think that is crucial for the city of Cape Town to determine that and to check what is available so that we can buy that quantity of power to get rid of load shedding in the city boundaries of the city of Cape Town. Looking at the newspapers this morning, my counterpart at province, Premier Alan Bindi, he's quite outspoken about the fact that even provincial government can now buy their own power and assist to get rid of load shedding. And obviously the city and province, and we had we're in partnership. We have our own discussions in the past, what we want to do. The vision is there. And at the end of the day, I think between the city of Cape Town and provincial government, we do have the capabilities and the ability to get rid of load shedding in Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Parting question from me, Mayor. There was a time when the city was able to make use of the power generation capacity from Steenbras Dam to obviously mitigate against load shedding. We'd often be one level below whatever Eskom was load shedding. We'd be one stage below that. That has not been the case for the last few months because of the work that is being done at the dam. How much longer do we have to wait before whatever work is being done is sufficient for us to start drawing electricity from there again?
Look, let me say, with regard to Steenbras Dam, definitely not sufficient to mitigate load shedding altogether. But also looking at maintenance, that is Eskom's problem. And load shedding now, looking at what Steenbras can produce and the strain on the generators, the strain on what Steenbras can give us is also problematic. That is why with this new announcement, we can do better with Steenbras. We can get more and more power from Steenbras. We can put in more generators and that sort of thing. As I've said earlier, a lot of work simultaneously needs to happen within the next couple of weeks. A lot of meetings need to take place even from next week. And at the end of the day, we will keep the news media informed. Everybody will hold us accountable. Everybody will say, you made this announcement. National government did come to the party. And at the end of the day, we will have to produce. But definitely as we go along, we will inform the press accordingly.
Thank you very much to the Executive Mayor for the City of Cape Town, Dan Plato.